Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about rising cattle prices with Dr. Daryl Peel in just a moment.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 head, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
Packers are chasing fewer cattle right now that are market ready, and that's got our prices going up. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that if you're in the cattle business, it's a pleasant surprise to see these stronger cash cattle prices.
I think we've been pleasantly surprised by the strength in markets this year. We knew there was reason to have some strength in the markets this year from a supply standpoint. Some short-term tightness in the midst of bigger numbers generally. Carcass weights are down. That's holding beef production increases to a smaller level than they would be otherwise. So we've continued to be surprised from the early in the first quarter, all through the first quarter, and now almost midway through the second quarter that these markets have been so strong. And what really is coming out of this that we didn't see or know for sure before was the strength in beef demand that is really carrying this market right now.
So, Daryl, I guess maybe the question may be, how long does this party last?
Well, again, you know, the supply situation will carry forward here for a while, although seasonally we're going to move into larger slaughter numbers through May and into June. So we're probably going to see a seasonal peak in here somewhere. But at the same time, as long as the strength in demand is there, we can carry through this year with higher prices than we would have projected just a few weeks ago. And that really hinges on both domestic as well as the export demand as we go forward.
Daryl, clearly we are very current right now as far as our cash cattle market is concerned. That means that our carcass weight's smaller than we have had them in quite some time. But still, the herd numbers are up. A few more calves being produced. How do the herd numbers figure in to this overall scenario?
Well, and the herd is still expanding, and beef production is going to be up in 2017. It's going to continue to be up even beyond that. So what we're seeing now is more of a shorter-term timing thing. By shorter term, I mean a matter of a few weeks to a few months. What we did in the last half of 2016 and in early 2017 in terms of marketing aggressively, pulling cattle forward, and getting those carcass weights down is really helping us to have this sort of short-term supply tightness that is really helping this market to be a little bit better than we would have earlier expected.
Daryl, as these cattle prices have spiked higher, even over the last few weeks, we've got retail prices that have been kind of going down a little bit ahead of some of the featuring that we're likely to be having for the Memorial Day holiday, not that far out. What's going on between retail and these cattle prices?
You know, it seems like we're going in opposite directions here, but it's the nature of the margins in this industry. If you look back through late 2015 and all through 2016, cattle prices fell dramatically, much quicker and much further, and that gave rise to wider retail and wholesale beef margins. Now those are tightening up, and they kind of catch up to more normal levels. The juxtaposition of retail prices falling at the same time wholesale beef prices are strong and rising is coming out of those margins. And so it's that longer term dynamic process of all of the industry sectors working through the give and take that goes on in this industry, and it all sort of balances out over time.
Beef and cattle market watcher Dr. Daryl Peel, the folks at DailyLivestockReport.com have an anecdotal story that kind of proves the point of what's going on right now, that you've got at the retail level for expectations for lower prices ahead of the Memorial Day holiday. They say last night walking around the meat case in the local supermarket, they noticed sirloin tips offered at $5.99 if you bought 3 pounds or more. The price quoted by USDA for sirloin flap meat, the product for this retail cut, is $6.14. Not only was the retail price under wholesale, it was priced in such a way as to move volume. The product likely was booked early, and the packer now needs to find the cattle to meet this commitment. So they're having to pay up to get that done. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes on the radio, Oklahoma Network, at OklahomaFarmReport.com.